Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for January 16th, 2019. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have one of the biggest leaks of the year so far. I know we're only 16 days in, but it is nonetheless a very, very big leak. Apparently, someone in Mountain View managed to leak Android Q to our friends over at XDA Developers. Hopefully, they don't get caught with this, or at least the employee that leaked it doesn't get caught. It seems that they are keeping the Wi-Fi off in the meantime to keep that from happening. But in terms of what this actually brings, it looks like it's now pretty much confirmed that a system-level dark mode is coming to Android 10Q. We still don't know what the tasty treat that Q will be named after is. But that's a big deal, and it kind of makes sense given that many of the material theme redesigns we've seen over the last year have been primarily all white. And a lot of people have questioned what if that means we're getting a dark mode in Android, and it seems like that's happening. Q also seems to bring improved permissions, privacy, and a lot more other minor things that you can check out. This is pre-developer preview 1, which we'll expect sometime in March, so we don't really know what Q will bring in terms of user-facing features. Usually we don't know about that until much later in the DP cycle or even the official release. Also, the WSJ Wall Street Journal is reporting today that Motorola's Razr brand is returning with a new $1,500 foldable smartphone, which is going to be Verizon exclusive. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the Razr we all know and love is going to be coming back in affordable form. That would probably be much more exciting than this $1,500 premium gadget. And finally for today, Google announced that YouTube is going to ban a variety of dangerous or life-threatening challenges and pranks from YouTube. Those being, I mean, if you remember last year's Tide Pod controversy slash, crazy stunt, a lot of kids were just eating Tide Pods for a challenge for YouTube, and that just was not very safe. But now with the Bird Box challenge, in which it seems one teenager managed to crash his car by wearing a blindfold while driving, YouTube has finally drawn a line in the sand and says no to any of these challenges that it deems to be dangerous or life-threatening. You can read all of these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon. Be sure to check out the show notes to see how you can support 9to5 Google Daily.